For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's up, everybody, and welcome in to Commanding the Huddle. I am your host, Ryan Fowler. Happy to be joined today by one of the more athletic quarterbacks, dual threat talents in the 2024 NFL Draft. That is Davius Richard from North Carolina Central. Davius, first things first, man, appreciate you joining me. Appreciate you hopping on to talk ball for just a little bit. How's everything been here in this pre-draft process for you so far?
Everything's been good since the season ended. I feel like I had a good offseason. With both participation in pre-draft training, as far as the physical and mental side of it. It's been a fun time to enjoy.
Absolutely, man. Well, look, you look over here these last few weeks, especially last few months, I know you got banged up a little bit at the HBCU Legacy Bowl. But what are some things, man, that you're looking at improving here and fine-tuning here as you work into your first professional off-season here and rookie minicamp in these next few months?
Leading up into the Legacy Bowl, one of my biggest areas of improvement that I feel like I wanted to work on was my footwork as far as pertaining to under the center stuff. So that goes for the three step, five step drop, fake inside, five side zone, things of that nature. But since then, unfortunately, like you said, I did sustain the injury during the Legacy Bowl. So since then, it's kind of been more of a mental side as far as pertaining to the NFL, as far as just making sure I'm good with coverages, fronts, blitzes, indications, and things of that nature. So just making sure that my mind stays football ready, even though my body may not be.
Davius, for those out there, man, that weren't able to watch your unbelievable career, bottom line, at NC Central, to where you threw for damn near 9,000 yards, 73 touchdowns through the air, another 44 on the ground. What are teams getting in you, not only as a quarterback to lead their offense, but also as a leader in the locker room as well?
As far as on the field wise, they're just getting a very dynamic player. As you can tell by the stats, I did kind of both at Central as far as through the air and on the ground. And I feel like that's what I'll be able to bring to any NFL team that's willing to take a chance on me, as far as being able to work within the pocket. So as well for just like going through reads, extending plays and things of that nature, or if it's running the ball. So escaping the pocket, read options, design quarterback runs. So added that dimension to offense to make it a little bit more unpredictable as far as what we can do as an offense. And then just the mental side or the leadership side, just someone that's going to kind of work every day and look into a way to improve, whether that's footwork or something mental, or any someone that's always encouraging and a good role model. So someone that's going to be able to motivate others. Someone that you don't got to worry about, is he willing to put in the work? Is he willing to try something new to help the team succeed? So I feel like they're getting the total package.
I know you got banged up a little bit down there at the HBCU Legacy Bowl, Davius, but just talk about your time there, the opportunity to get down there, compete against some of the top HBCU talent in the country, and you're still named offensive MVP. So talk about your time down there at that event.
It was definitely good. I feel like the Legacy Bowl and also the Combine was a pretty well-established event to go to. I had opportunity to meet with a lot of teams, introduce myself and talk ball and things of that nature. But also meet a lot of people within the professional football world. So pertaining to the HBCU Legacy Bowl, I was able to talk to the Doug William and James Shaq Harris. So to meet those guys and see the thing that they put in fruition as far as the Legacy Bowl goes, just I don't know, I just want to just express my gratitude to even be invited and able to play on that platform.
Absolutely. Davis, man, what are some things, and take me through your game study, your film study throughout the week that helps you prep for defenses. Obviously, you got a lot of stuff going on in your head when you're in the huddle, calling out plays, and obviously as you make your way to the line of scrimmage. What are some things, man, specifically that you look at when you're under center and you're delivering the football, whether it's tendencies, alignment, certain things like that, that you look at in film study that helps you win a rep before the ball's ever snapped under center?
So it's all in the week of preparation. So throughout the week, as far as practice pertains, we like to focus on certain scenarios during practice. So as far as my own my studies, as far as the film and things of that nature, goes day by day. So Mondays is kind of just my general day as far as just seeing what they like to do as a defense as a whole, regardless of the situation, like what's their top coverages versus our top formations we plan on running that week. Tuesday is more of a pressure day, so blitz pickup, things that mention what are their favorite blitzes to run, when do they like to run it, is it first down, is it second down, is it past the 50, is in the red zone, so trying to pick up on those things, and then the indications as far as like how do I know that they're going to sit in this blitz, maybe it's because of they always in one how, maybe because the front, or they kind of shade their defense a certain way. Then that just leads into Thursday, which is more about Wednesday, which is our third down day. So I like to see what they do as a defense with it. It's 30 long, 30 medium, and 30 short, and just get an idea as far as the tendencies, what kind of coverage they like to run. And then ways to identify that pre-snap as far as making sure it's too high, so they're too high, know they're in cover four, things of that nature. Or looking for indication as far as when they're going to roll, so I can have a pre-snap judgment as far as what coverages they're going to run. And then my pre-snap game plan as far as the play we're going to run. And then it all caps off on Thursday, which is red zone and a little bit more third down. So red zone, same thing. What they like to do in the high red zone, in the green zone, in the fringe red. So just looking for tendencies and ways that I can identify it on the field to just confirm what I'm seeing is what is actually going on.
Davies, talk about your time at an HBCU as a football program, the talent that comes out of those levels every single year that goes underrated in the league, whether it's guys coming out of NC Central, Alcorn, Grambling, FAMU, South Carolina State consistently produce guys every single year. Can you just talk about how your ability and your success at the HBCU level, how it's a really a level of football, man, that is consistently underrated by the NFL, in my honest opinion. I myself was an HBCU guy as well. I played baseball at Coppin State. So I feel a little bit for guys coming to the HBCU level, man, that are just underrated, in my honest opinion. So just talk about your time, man, at NC Central and how it helped you evolve as a player and as a man as well.
Like, I agree that guys at HBCU level are kind of picked as underrated or doesn't get all the flashiness and stuff that the higher conference guys as far as Power 5 and things of that nature get.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, regardless of the level, there's always going to be talent there. There's always going to be somebody that can produce on the NFL level. And I just hope that my career at Central kind of testifies for that as far as the things that I did at Central and was able to establish as far as my athletic ability and mental capability of being an NFL quarterback. So I just feel like it just gave me an edge to work on or to, like, benefit off of as far as coming from HBCU, knowing that the stigma of what they think about HBCU athletes and knowing, like, how much harder I have to work to get to to get to my goals and achieve my goals. So it just kind of just gave me that competitive edge going within the whole process.
Absolutely. Davies, a couple more for you before we get you out of here, man. We talked about your game on the field when you're all strapped up and leading an offense, but we all got lives outside of football, right? What are some things, man, that you like to do away from football? Is you a gaming guy? You like to cook, hunt? I mean, what are some things you like to do, man, away from football?
Football takes up majority of my time, right? Away from, for the most part, I just kind of like to unwind and just do some chill things. So whether that's playing the game, which I like to do, me and my friends are the Madden franchise. going on that we could play, that we tend to play on our free time. Cooking kind of been my way to express my creativity also. I like to learn a lot, so cooking new recipes and things of that nature when I can. Then also, like I said, I like to explore my creative side, so whether that's cooking, drawing, or just like listening to music. So for the most part, I'm pretty chill outside of football, unless I just want to go like to like a amusement park or something, like, or a trampoline park, just go sit outside. So it's kind of like, for the most part, chill with a little dab of outdoors.
What are some things, man, you like to cook, man? I know you can't give me something simple, right? Some spaghetti or some ramen or something like that. What are you throwing down in the kitchen, man?
I feel like to this day, my best, my favorite dish that I cooked was, I mean, it's not plain, but it was honey garlic salmi with mashed potatoes and broccoli in a smoothie.
Awesome, man. It's good stuff. Look, Davius, last one for you, man. When you look back on this process from time you were a kid, first time you ever put on a helmet, first time you ever strapped up to your career in high school, to now obviously at Central, and then now in this pre-draft process, when you roll over every single day out of bed, you put your feet on the ground, and what's that driving force for you, man? What's that? What's your why as far as I want to be the best, not only football player I can be in the years to come and what you've been here over these last few years, but also the best man and individual that you can be every single day of your life?
As far as pertaining to football, obviously my drive is just my competitiveness and wanting to learn and knowing the capability that I have that I can reach. So that kind of just knowing the opportunities that I got every day to kind of improve and get better at something that I love to do is kind of just a driving factor. Then during the season or like during my tenure at North Carolina Central University, another job force was my teammates, knowing how much trust they had in me to go out there and perform and lead them to wins and a championship and things of that nature. So that kind of just helped also. As far as just like man, as a man or myself off the field, I kind of want to say like my future is what drives me, to knowing the type of man I want to be later on in life and the kind of man that my mom and my aunt raised me to be. As far as like where I'm at right now, it's kind of my driving force, knowing that I got younger siblings and cousins looking up to me as far as me setting the example for them, or paving the road and showing them what can be achieved as long as you like do your due diligence. So yeah, that's my biggest why.
All right, everyone, this is my conversation with quarterback Davius Richard from NC Central, one of the most dynamic and athletic quarterbacks that you're going to find in the 2024 NFL Draft. It's been a long time since a quarterback from an HBCU has been drafted. It's been a long time, all the way back to Tarvaris Jackson for the Seattle Seahawks over a decade ago, and Davius is looking to become the first talent out of the HBCU ranks that's going to be drafted in over a decade since, again, Tarvaris Jackson a long, long time ago. So again, my thanks goes out to Davius. Lot of stuff going on in his schedule. He got banged up a little bit in the HBCU Legacy Bowl, but still was offensive MVP in the game. I mentioned his success in college, not only as a thrower of the football, but also be able to create outside of structure and on design quarterback runs as a runner as well. Over 100 career touchdowns during his time down there at Central. And just an excellent, excellent, well-spoken young man. Impressive when you turn on the tape, and excited for him to get his opportunity here with an NFL team moving in to this summer. So, again, appreciate you guys tuning in. My thanks again to Davius and his team as well for taking time out of their busy schedules. I'll talk to you guys here in these next couple days. A lot more of these prospect interviews to come out for you all as we get closer to the 2024 NFL Draft. So thank you guys as always. My work can be found on X at _RyanFowler if you don't follow me there already, and at Bleacher Report and the Draft Network as well. Appreciate you guys. We'll talk soon. I'm Ryan Fowler, and this is Commanding the Huddle.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel. And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.